Omnibus package gives $2.4 billion to Ukrainian refugees as more Americans live paycheck to paycheck. By John Binder on December 20, 2022. A year-end, $1.7 trillion spending package will transfer some $2.4 billion in American taxpayer money to resettle more Ukrainians across the United States. While President Joe Biden has brought more than 100,000 Ukrainians to the U.S. since Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine earlier this year, a year-end federal government spending bill is ensuring the refugee pipeline continues. Specifically, the omnibus spending bill throws $2.4 billion in taxpayer money to refugee contractors who resettle more Ukrainians in American communities and hundreds of millions of dollars to provide humanitarian assistance to those new arrivals. The more than 4,100-page spending bill also includes another $45 billion in taxpayer money to fund the Russia-Ukraine war. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, went as far as to say that Senate Republicans' number one priority are Ukrainians fighting Russia. Providing assistance for Ukrainians to defeat the Russians is the number one priority for the United States right now, according to most Republicans, McConnell said. That's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment. The funding measure and statement from McConnell comes as Americans continue to suffer through record inflation costs during the holiday season, sky-high gas prices, a surge of illegal immigration to their communities, soaring health insurance costs with fewer services, and a deadly fentanyl crisis that is killing 100,000 citizens each year, among other issues. The share of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, for instance, has jumped to 63%, back up to the near high reached in March. Likewise, American household debt is increasing at the fastest pace in 15 years as more and more are forced to live on credit cards. The American middle class, defined as the 60% of U.S. households in the middle of all income brackets, has seen their share of national wealth depleted to just 26.6%. The top 1% now hold more national wealth than the entire middle class. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.